Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am not the ideal parent, but I do like to comment when I see these articles or some suggestions that parents need to stop solving their kids' problems. We raise our kids much differently in this generation than we did in previous ones. In previous ones, as soon as you were out of diapers, you were, you know, fielding, working in the field, working on the farm, fixing the car. Nowadays, it's don't touch this, don't do this, don't do this, just go and play with your toys. This going and playing with your toys, I think, is a mistake. I think you could have the average 3, 4, 5-year-old be a part of the day-to-day life. You can think of that toy time, but what we now do is have our kids completely dissected out of real world and real life and either watching a video, watching a movie, playing a game, or playing with their toys. Meanwhile, I took my kids with me. I'm like, you want to see a patient with me? Got, of course, parental consent or patient consent. You want to come with me and do that? I took them with me. I didn't have a lot of babysitting, and I just, you might as well learn what mommy does. But one mistake I made as a parent is when my kids had an issue, I would just fix it because I didn't have time to do the my three sons or the leave it to beaver discussion with the kids. So if my sons, like, oh, I screwed up, I have a homework assignment and it's due tomorrow. Well, I have enough on my plate that it was just easier for me to just help them do the assignment. I'm like, you know what? Fine. Just give it to me. What's your paper? Let me take a look at it. Okay, let's fix this. There you go. And I even was doing that with medical students. The medical students were stuck with their personal statement. Or then I'm like, here, let me write the first couple paragraphs, and then you can see where we're going with this. That's your story. This was what you told me, and we'll make it work. And I ended up just doing things for people. That's a mistake. So many doctors or educational experts are saying when you have a kid who has a problem, let them figure it out themselves. Yes and no, though. We have to be very, very careful with that sort of advice because many of us came from families where you just didn't bring a lot of things up. There's no way I could bring up sex to my family. No way. If somebody was offering me drugs at school, I knew what my parents would say. They would say, we're taking you out of that school. I mean, well, I went to 12 schools. I didn't want to leave another school. No way. Just let me, and I'll deal with it. And so you want to garner this sort of relationship with your child where they could tell you anything. But what you will do is you'll help them, but you'll help them help themselves. So if a child has a problem, don't just tell them what to do. You give them the options. Say, well, these are your options. You have a kid bullying you at school. Now, me as a mom, I'd be like, well, let me go down there and whoop his ass. No, not the right way. You have a child bullying you at school. Well, here's your choices. One is he keeps bullying you. Two is you go to the teacher, you go to the principal, right? And let's see what that would look like. Right? Will they intervene? Will they have you switch classes? Will that help? Three is you bully him back. That's what I did. I couldn't deal with the bullies by going to the teacher, so I would bully them back, and not necessarily bully because I wasn't bigger than them, but I could be a smart aleck, and I could say some things that got them. Once you got their friends to laugh at my joke on them or my cut down, I solved that problem pretty quickly. So you could teach your kid how to deal with the bully. You don't solve the problem. You say, these are your choices. What do you want to do? You know the situation better than me because you're there. So you teach me. What do you think? Well, I don't know how to do this. Then let me teach you. So you're going to teach your child and give your child the tools so they could fix something. I mean, my father tried to do that with me. If the refrigerator was broken, he wanted to teach me how to fix it. Don't just fix it for me. Teach me how to fix my refrigerator. Right? It's, you give a man a fish, you can teach him how to fish. And we forget to do that because we're busy. We have so much going on with our lives that if you have a few kids and all of a sudden they have issues, and you're like, I only got maybe 10 more minutes of my day before I need to go to sleep, you seem to take the path of least resistance and just fix it for them. Well, after a while, they just come to you to fix it. No, we need to teach them early on how to fix it. If you're hungry, this is how you prepare your food. This is how you eat healthy. You want to make yourself a sandwich? You want a sandwich? This is how you make a sandwich. You forgot you had a school project? These are your choices. Get the F or turn the TV off and make a project that's probably not as good, but you'll pass. So we are so inundated with our own lives and our own problems that I don't think we're training the latest generation, which would now, for those of you having young kids, the generation alpha, and then pretty soon follows will be the generation beta. But many of us are not teaching them the way we were taught. You know, my husband actually got credit for that first, because my boys would ask him questions when they were younger, and he's saying, big boy rules. I'm like, what's big boy rules? Big boy rules is you're a big boy now. Figure it out yourself. And then I'd be like, well, do they know how to figure it out? Do they know? Little babies. Oh, my God, my babies need their mama. My babies need, no, they don't need their mama. Right? They know how to put the pants on. Big boy rules. Yeah, like, how do you zip up without getting things caught? Well, big boy rules. Put your pants on methodically, slowly. Don't be in a rush. If you didn't oversleep, you wouldn't be rushing to put your pants on and zipping yourself up too fast. Big boy rules. And so that was pretty good. It worked for a period of time. I thought they'd get mad when they, you know, when they talk to, try to talk to us, we still say big boy rules. I'll still be there because I'm their mommy. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back with Dr. Dolly. It's still live from Israel. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I get back, I'm going to tell you guys all about it. But we are broadcasting live currently today from Israel. And one thing that I'm celebrating out here is National Dairy Month. And the cheeses, I can't even convey to you how important having dairy a part of your diet is. My favorite, of course, is the American cheeses, like the Wisconsin cheese, but they're definitely feeding us our cheeses. And for National Dairy Month, it's a must. So joining us next is, and she's been on our show before, we're welcoming her back, celebrity chef Karen Akunowicz. We've seen her on Beat Bobby Flay, love that show, competitor of Food Network's Tournament of Champions, and Chef Karen Akunowicz is going to talk to us about National Dairy Month and ways we can introduce dairy into our diet. Hi, Chef. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for coming back. We really, really appreciate it. So here we are with National Dairy Month. Talk to us about, you know, the summer and why we need to get more dairy into our systems.
You know, dairy is not only delicious, but it is so good for you. And this is the season of summer parties and barbecues. And every great summer party starts with great food. And for me, that also means great cheese. So you know I'm using cheese from Wisconsin, the state of cheese. You know, they win more awards for their cheese than any other state or country. And so it's the key ingredient in most of my recipes and on my table.
It's delicious. It's one of my favorite. Oh my gosh, absolutely. You know what? We've been, you know, here we are at the almost halfway mark of the year. New Year's resolutions to lose weight, and people say I can't feel full. That's why I recommend dairy. There's a lot of good, healthy dairy that fills you up, can help you with weight control. Plus, you need the calcium in it. In fact, to try to lose weight, the natural calcium in it is crucial. The thing is a lot of people don't know what to do for recipes, don't know how to make dairy taste good. Hence, here comes Chef Karen. So, yeah, talk to us about some of your favorites or some of your recipes.
Sure. So, you know, just like you were talking about, getting that calcium, getting that protein from cheese is so important. And here's a great way to incorporate dairy into your lunch. This is one of my favorites. It's a grilled feta niçoise salad. So I like to use Odyssey feta, which is a cow's milk feta from Wisconsin. And my trick is that I like to pop it on the grill so it gets a little charred, a little soft, and then I use it to top my niçoise salad, which is filled with grilled vegetables, chicken, Greek spices, olives, all of these delicious ingredients, and that feta is just the crown on the dish. You know, Wisconsin crafts half of the nation's specialty cheese like feta, so you're really getting a world of cheese just from one state.
You know, it's good. I was never a dairy eater when I was younger, and I think my bones are suffering from that. But I started to introduce the cheese to my salads, and then I started to introduce cheese to other things, and it's fantastic, and it's filling. And so I love that you brought that up.
Absolutely. You know what? Another great dish that incorporates vegetables and is filling and delicious is my roasted rainbow beet salad. So roasted rainbow beets, lots of greens, pistachios, and then I top it with Crave Brothers Farmstead Fresh Mozzarella. So this is delicious and filling, and you stay full. The roasted beets, the delicious fresh mozzarella. You know, one of the tips that I always tell people is that fresh mozzarella, this cheese is meant to be eaten as soon as you can after it's made. So you want to be close to the source. Wisconsin smack dab in the middle of the country is the same distance between the East and West Coast. This means you are getting that fresh mozzarella faster, and you're getting it in just the perfect time to eat it.
I love it. We are speaking to award-winning celebrity chef Karen Akunowicz on National Dairy Month, and oh man, you have like a unique dish that guests, people are always talking about. Talk to us about some of your signature dishes.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the ways to incorporate dairy is in a dessert. Now, not talking about overly sweet, overly sugary, but I love to make a berry ricotta parfait. So I use Belgioso ricotta con latte, slightly sweet, super creamy, with fresh berries. And this gives you all of the flavors of a delicious summer berry pie, topped with this sweet, creamy ricotta con latte. And this is just the perfect summer dessert. You know, Wisconsin makes over 600 types styles and varieties of cheese. So whether it's you're using it in a sweet preparation or you're using it in a savory dish, there is a cheese for every recipe.
I love it. And, you know, we've seen you on Top Chef. We've seen you on Beef Bobby Play. We've seen you on a whole variety of shows. You're also gifted when it comes to desserts. Can you talk to us about desserts?
Yeah, you know, I think that the Belgioso ricotta con latte, this is one of the most perfect summer desserts. You can use this for, you know, any summer berries. You can use it for strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. And just, you know, whether you sweeten it with a touch of honey or whether you use it just as it is the perfect light, bright summer dessert. You know, you finish dinner, you want a little something sweet at the end, but you want to feel light enough that you could go dancing afterwards. And this is the perfect way to end your meal and still feel great.
And, you know, I'm really grateful for everything Wisconsin Cheese does. Honestly, you know, they do, you know, help, you know, promote not only this for, you know, farmers and for dairy farms, but they just, I mean, they just produce some of the most delicious cheese. You know, how can my listeners find out more information and where can they go?
So if you want to find out more about Wisconsin cheese, recipes, inspiration, pairing ideas, and my favorite, the cheesemaker stories, you can go to wisconsincheese.com. And remember that when you are shopping for cheese, look for that proudly Wisconsin cheese badge. That's going to let you know you're getting the best of the best.
Awesome. And then, Chef Karen, how can people find out more information on you?
Oh, on me. You can check out my Instagram at Chef Karen Akunowitz, my website, chefkarenakunowitz.com, or at either of my restaurants, Fox and the Knife or Bar Volpe. You know, I have a new cookbook coming out this fall, Crave, Bold Recipes That Make You Want Seconds, and I have an entire chapter dedicated to cheese. So this is very near and dear and close to my heart.
I love it. I love it. Chef Karen, we can't wait to have you back. Thank you and Wisconsin Cheese for making this happen, and happy National Dairy Month.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Great to talk to you.
Same here. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been promoting more dairy because what we've been doing as we're trying to avoid carbs and trying to avoid meat, people are telling me they're hungry. And the, you know, when we talk about calcium and when we talk about, how to strengthen our bones and prevent a lot of diseases, I don't like it when we go to these calcium supplements. There's calcium supplements out there and some of them might be fantastic, but the, when you see these studies saying we need to introduce more calcium into our diet, we're talking about natural calcium. And so these are things that we just cannot ignore. And so I don't know if it was back in the 90s or the early 2000s when there was this anti-dairy sentiment. And it was, I think I was watching Will and Grace. And he was saying, oh, I don't have dairy. I avoid dairy. And I'm not sure where that from a medical standpoint came from, especially since we've been very good with low fat. Even when we talk about babies, you know, children, once they finish their first 12 months of life and they now are over 1 year old and we wean them from breastfeeding or bottle feeding, we go to whole milk. And, you know, parents are like, well, why don't we do low fat milk? No, no, whole milk for our young kids. That's exactly where we go to. The kids, you know, their bodies are designed to work with the natural components of milk. When we're older, yes, we could go to low fat, we could go to non-fat, we could introduce yogurt, we could introduce a whole variety of different sort of dairy, as we just had spoken to earlier with Chef Karen, whether it's Wisconsin cheese using feta or a variety of other different types of cheeses. If it's filling and if you, you know, can watch the fat level, I think it is a very healthy choice. So when we keep hearing, oh, yeah, you need to avoid dairy, I'd rather you avoid processed food. I'd rather you avoid the fake food. I'd rather you avoid excess carbs. I'd rather you avoid excess red meat. But you want to introduce and, you know, have a meal that has some cheese and vegetables in it, you know, I think that's a heck of a lot healthier than what a lot of people are eating out there. So it's just something to think about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love having these celebrity chefs that come on because, as you all know, I am not a chef. I mean, I can make, you know, a mean faucet plate chicken and a mean bowl of cereal and, you know, every now and then I could pare an apple.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Senate's now considering the bill to raise the debt ceiling and roll back some federal spending. The measure passed by the House last night.
We were never going to allow a default.
New York Republican Michael Lawler on his yes vote. On the other side, South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace.
It was a bad deal, and that's not what the American people wanted. They wanted actual spending cuts for raising the debt ceiling, and that's not what they got last night.
Several reports quote Justice Department sources as saying the special counsel has in his possession a recording from 2021 of former President Trump talking about a classified Defense Department document he took from the White House. The information reportedly a document on scenarios for a potential attack on Iran. It may take you a bit longer to board your flight on Spirit Airlines today. Spirit says its website, mobile app, and airport check-in kiosks were all down due to a technical issue. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Delia Show, broadcasting live from beautiful Israel this week. So much to tell you, but even though I am in one of the most beautiful countries in the world, we got a job to do because June is Cancer Survivors Month. And we spent a lot of time talking about the different types of cancer, especially pancreatic cancer, in this last few weeks with some celebrities and other individuals close to us that have suffered from that. But I just lost a friend to head and neck cancer. And this is one of the cancers that can also sneak up without a lot of warning. And so joining us next is Dr. Mark Erkin, head and neck surgeon, as well as Steve Holzer, cancer survivor and award-winning producer and journalist, to talk to us about one of the trickiest cancers out there, head and neck cancer. Dr. Erkin, Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Ma'am, we really, really appreciate you getting the word out. Dr. Erkin, we're going to begin with you. Head and neck cancer. I know it's a huge, huge topic, but talk to us about what you're seeing.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat the question? I apologize.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, talk to us about head and neck cancer and how prevalent it is.
Yeah, sure. So head and neck cancer refers to a whole group of cancers that fall under that umbrella diagnosis. It includes everything from oral cancer to cancers that occur a little bit further back in the throat, commonly referred to as pharyngeal or oropharyngeal cancers. It includes cancers of the voice box. And finally, cancers in the upper part of the swallowing tube or the esophagus. And so those all fit into one overarching diagnosis, which is referred to as head and neck cancer, which occurs in roughly 67,000 new patients in the United States per year, which is roughly 4% of all the cancer diagnoses in this country, and does occur in males relative to females, roughly 2 to 1.
Wow. Dr. Erkin, can I ask, as we have been progressing on our anti-smoking campaigns, but we do have vaping and we do have other factors like HPV, are you seeing a rise or are you seeing numbers drop as the years go by?
Yeah, super question. So the answer to it is we are seeing a drop in the smoking-related head and neck cancers, but we are seeing a dramatic rise in the HPV-associated cancers. So the overall incidence or prevalence of head and neck cancer is rising.
Mm. Now, the symptoms can be confused with a variety of things. Talk to us about the symptoms and risk factors that our listeners should be aware of.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, many of the symptoms that represent the first signs of head and neck cancer are very common, and everything from a sore throat, which we all experience, to a swollen lymph node, which is also extremely common. The key to that is that when those symptoms persist for an extended period of time, that should be the trigger for a patient to seek medical attention and hopefully get in the hands of an expert who is commonly treating and diagnosing this condition.
Absolutely. And, you know, you speak a lot and you help raise awareness for this. And there's many challenges that people have when they live with head and neck cancer. Talk to us about some of those challenges they face.
Sure. So we commonly talk about the journey of a head and neck cancer patient. And that journey has various time frames from the initial diagnosis, workup, and treatment planning, and then the treatment itself, and then the period of time when a patient is going through what we refer to as surveillance, where we're actively looking to make sure that that the cancer has been appropriately and adequately treated and stays away, and then survivorship. And so there are unique challenges in each one of those phases. Probably the first is recognition by the patient that they have a problem, and that spurs them to get on the path to getting in the hands of somebody who treats this disease on a regular basis. The treatment itself can be quite arduous, and that's a unique challenge that can be very, very important for patients to be able to endure that. Then there's the challenge of surveillance and it's being able to overcome the effects of treatment, which can include surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. And there are significant challenges there that it can be physical, psychosocial, and anxiety associated with what they've endured and the risk of recurrence.
such a Steve. Steve, you're a cancer survivor. Talk to us about your story.
So I'm very sorry you lost your friend to head and neck cancer. I 6 years ago I was diagnosed. I had a little lump in the in my neck, and it was right under where I shave under my beard, and I knew it wasn't supposed to be there. And so I went and got it checked out, and I went pretty much first thing. When I see something wrong in my body, I want to find out what's wrong. And they decided to go ahead and take it out because it was very near my carotid artery. And when they took it out, 3 days later, they called me and they said, "I'm sorry, we found cancer." So I said, "Okay, what's next? What do I have to do?" So my treatment was 7 weeks of radiation and 6 rounds of chemotherapy. And so I went through all of that from September, the middle of September to the middle of October in 2017. And it was tough. It was very, very, very tough. And then 3 months later, they did scans to find out how I was doing, and it turns out that they had gotten it all. So for 5 years, I've been living cancer-free. Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank God. Thank God. And, you know, Steve, you've been, spreading awareness, and you've been talking to us about the Made of More initiative. I know we're kind of running close to the end. If you don't mind, in the last minute or so, can you talk to us about the Made of More initiative?
Yeah. So Made of More is it's a campaign from ASAI, survivors and caregivers of people with head and neck cancer. And this is, it's a resource, it's a website for people to go and get all the information that they need about head and neck cancer. And they can get stories of survival from people like me and other people like me who have gone through everything and survived, people who caregive, the people who have had cancer. It's a really great resource for you and for everyone to get more information about head and neck cancer.
Well, we love this. Dr. Erkin, who's a head and neck surgeon, Steve Holzer, cancer survivor, and award-winning producer and journalist. We can't thank you all enough. Where can my listeners go for more information?
Yeah, madeofmore.com. That's madeofmore.com. We'll get you to this magnificent website where they'll find just a tremendous amount of resources and patient stories.
I love it. Love it. Honestly, Dr. Erkin, thank you for all your great work. Steve, sharing that isn't easy, and you've been through a lot. And so for you to take this time to help others is a blessing. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY. I am broadcasting live from Israel this week. Can't wait to talk to you more. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DODALI, broadcasting live from beautiful Tel Aviv, Israel. The trip has been amazing. So much to talk to you all about. But I want to bring up a topic that's very, very important. When we, you know, we discussed cancer, we discussed bone health, you know, teeth, health of our teeth, health of our hearts. And our bone health is something that keeps getting blown off and ignored. And our vitamin D intake is crucial. And we get a good amount of vitamin D from our dairy. As you know, June 1st is National Dairy Month. And joining us next is our favorite chef and TV personality, Chef Jamie Gwynn, to talk to us about how to incorporate more dairy, vitamin D, and all the other health benefits with some really cool ideas. Chef Glenn, thank you again for coming back.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia, for having me back. I'm very grateful to grace your show again. And, yes, we are celebrating National Dairy Month. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. I am grateful to be back and to celebrate with you. I love what you said. You know, I think that we have to consider, because I, too, consider my health. I eat for a living, right? That there are a lot of benefits to all of the beautiful dairy products that we know from the dairy aisle, but it's not just an aisle anymore. It's the entire back wall of your grocery store. And even if you don't eat traditional dairy, it's not just the traditional staples like milk and cheese and butter, right? You're going to find a lot of substitutes that have all the nutrients and the health benefits too, the almond milk and the oat milk. You're going to find all the goodness from yogurt and the cheeses we love. And then if you're plant-based or vegan or you eat, you know, protein-focused, you'll find all of that as well in the dairy section. I call it dairy and beyond. In fact, 40% of your grocery cart or your refrigerator, for that matter, actually comes from the dairy aisle today. And the innovations are amazing.
It's so true. And, you know, you bring up a good point. I didn't realize that. You're right. It always seems to be the back. Is it because of refrigeration? Why is it always in the back of the store?
Yeah, it is refrigeration for sure, right? I mean, that's the entire cold section. And, you know, they always say, and I've heard you say it before, Dr. Dahlia, and I know, that you are supposed to, for your best health, shop the perimeter of a supermarket, right? The four or the three walls, the two sides and the back, that's the best place or it's the healthiest place to shop. And in the dairy section, you're going to find everything from your orange juice to your cold brew to, you know, we drink a lot of milk in our house. I have a three-year-old. He can drink you out of milk any day. But I buy almond milk creamer in lots of flavors. I buy oat milk because I love the richness and I bake with it. In fact, if you didn't know, oat milk gained popularity because of baristas in Europe who used it, realizing that it made the best foam for a cappuccino, and it does.
Mm.
But it's delicious. I mean, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association will tell you that the new products and the innovation in the dairy aisle over the past year has been greater than ever. And I think that's a lot to say. It's National Dairy Month. Stock up. Go find something new now. The deals are the best, by the way, as well, Dr. Dahlia, because all these dairy brands, of course, are offering special incentives to celebrate National Dairy Month.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Chef Jamie Glenn, TV personality, a favorite on our show. You know, with prices and inflation, Dairy was. It's been getting better. Are you noticing the prices are going down?
I think they are, and as I alluded to, right, the values are very good right now. So stock up. If you buy butter and put it in the freezer, if you're an avid baker, now is the time for the month of June overall. But I think yes, we're all seeing inflation and the challenges of it. But at the same time, you know, for those of us that love to cook, love to eat, we all need to stock our fridge. You can find some plant-based, vegan, or even protein substitutes in the dairy aisle that might save some money on the traditional meat that you're buying, right? So maybe we do or consider more than just one day a week like Meatless Monday, and you find those variations in the dairy aisle. I actually created 5 new recipes to celebrate National Dairy Month, and I'll tell you, most of them, in fact, all of them, are cost-effective recipes that serve a crowd. And when you think mindfully that way, there's really a wonderful way to be cost-efficient.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, me, I'm broadcasting from Israel this week, so I get to, you know, have my Mediterranean diet, and fascinatingly, many of the restaurants or hotels offer the cheeses, and the cheeses are some of the most popular. And, again, I think it is because of the nutrition, because of the filling factor, and because also it is a cost alternative It's an alternative to the higher cost meat. And so you have recipes that we just die for. Talk to us about some of your favorite recipes that you like to use.
Well, thank you. So I love that you're in Israel and that you're eating the Mediterranean diet so well. The recipe that would come closest to that I've just created is one that I think for a summer soiree pulls out all the stuff. But don't tell anybody, Dr. Dahlia. It's really easy to make, but it's, like, ultra impressive. It's a summer tomato tart that starts with a puff pastry base. So if you ask any chef, puff pastry is our best friend, right? From store-bought to homemade, you look like a culinary hero. You get the flake. It comes from the freezer section. It's available at an arm's length when you keep it in the freezer. And then I layer in three cheeses. I love mozzarella. You could do the fresh or traditional shredded. I do a good quality Parmesan and then some sort of aged cheddar. And then on top of that, the best summer season tomatoes that are so juicy and delicious, and it bakes up. You put fresh basil on the top. You could serve it for cocktail hour. You could serve it for lunch with a green salad. You could pack it for a picnic. But it looks so beautiful, and it just feels indulgent, right? But it's a few ingredients. Along the lines of your Mediterranean diet this week, the board trend, you know, like building a better board, we're still hot for it. And so I built a Mediterranean snack platter. I made homemade tzatziki, the Greek yogurt dip, using my favorite Greek yogurt. I made a feta dip and homemade naan, which the traditional naan is made in an Indian tandoor, of course, but I do it in a saute pan on top of the stove. And the secret to the recipe is that it's a simple dough that has a little bit of yogurt in it, and it just browns up beautifully, and it's fluffy and toothsome. It's yummy. And then everything you love to dip into it, cucumbers, carrots, apricots, asparagus, radishes, you name it. That's just a wonderful way to graze throughout the day. So I also have a brilliant breakfast. If you love Egg Benedict, you never have to poach an egg again, because I make it in a casserole, and I do it overnight. So I take English muffins from the dairy aisle. I like the refrigerated ones. And I soak them in a custard, just eggs, milk, some butter. And I layer it with Canadian bacon. And you leave it in the fridge overnight. And in the morning, you turn the oven on and you pop it in. Wow. And it tastes like eggs.
I love it. So good. Well, Chef Gwen, I wish we had more time because there's so much else I want to ask you. But where can my listeners go for more information?
Thank you. Of course. We posted the recipes at easyhomemeals.com. You'll find us on social at the same place. And if you make the recipes, I want to know. I'm on social at Chef Jamie Gwen. Again, easyhomemeals.com to celebrate National Dairy Month.
Love it. Awesome. Chef Gwen, Chef Jamie, cannot wait to have you back. Thank you again so much. Happy National Dairy Month, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Safe travels. Thank you.
Anytime. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, 1-877. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.